I looked like a clown. Even though it looked great on other men, Jeeves knew it would look bad. He is very intelligent. And not just about clothes. Once we went to the races and told him I would bet on Wonder Child. "I do not recommend it, sir," he said. "He isn't going to win because he's going to come in second place." How would he know that? I asked myself as I placed my bet on Wonder Child. Still, you know what happened? He was winning the race until Banana Fritter passed him, putting him in second place. "Well, Jeeves, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything without your advice." I first got to know Corky when I came to New York. He was a friend of my cousin Gussie. The reason why I left England was because my Aunt Agatha sent me to try and stop young Gussie from marrying a girl, and I decided to stay. I like New York. I met many people who were mostly artists and writers. Corky was one of the artists. He said he was a portrait painter, although he hadn't painted any portraits. His main source of income was sent to him by his rich uncle. Even though Corky liked receiving the money, he did not like his uncle. This is because his uncle did not want Corky to be an artist. He did not think his nephew was very talented and wanted him to go into the jute business. But Corky was not interested in jute and strongly believed in his future as an artist. The only reason why Mr. Warpool gave him money was because Corky was the only person who talked to the old man about his only interest, birds. In fact, Mr. Warpool was so fond of birds, he had even written a book on the subject entitled American Birds, and was currently writing a second volume called More American Birds.